National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says country of origin labeling will give consumers the comfort of knowing where their food comes from and allows farmers and ranchers to show their pride in the products they produce. Johnson says consumers have the right to know where their food comes from.
Nobody really seemed to pay a whole lot of attention to where their pet treats are coming from until a few years ago. Dogs started dropping dead from eating tainted pet food coming out of China. By the time it was over, FDA had received something like 5,600 complaints from consumers. This kind of stuff isn't just limited to pet food. People remember about the melamine-tainted infant formula out of China. Folks remember the salmonella outbreak a few years back, traced back to Mexican produce. Some 1,300 food poisoning cases resulted from that. 43 states were impacted. All of that is reason, part of the rationale for why Congress understood that consumers have a right to know where their food comes from, and they passed the COOL law.
A May 2013 public opinion poll showed more than 90% of consumers support COOL. It will require cuts of meat and some fruits and vegetables to be labeled with the country's name where it was produced. It would not limit or restrict imports of food.
If a family prefers to sit down and eat Vietnamese catfish or Mexican meatloaf, fine. They can do that. The products will be labeled as such. They'll know what they're getting. On the other hand, if somebody wants U.S. steak, they can get that too, because the labels will provide that information so consumers can make that choice. The problem we have is opponents of COOL are trying to pass foreign product off as though it were U.S. product.
Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union. I'm Sabrina Hill for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.